We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jonah Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on a rainy day throughout the Delaware Valley, but a sunny day in our hearts. Because the Birds are going to play in the Super Bowl on two Sundays. And they made the Super Bowl 2 days ago. It's just an amazing thing. Look, we'll continue to revel and celebrate in it. I mean, what a feeling it is. And we'll look back at how it happened, the accomplishment, the greatness of this football team. Obviously, some look ahead to the Eagles and Chiefs. A lot on the table. We'll mix in a few other things, like the Sixers loss last night, but very heavy on the Eagles. And all of it with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, John.
The first Australian police force was assembled of convicts.
Yeah, it makes
1788,
sense.
1788.
Yep.
The Royal Navy Marines, you know, from Britain.
Yep.
Were given the charge of policing this new colony. And they're like, we don't want that.
Yep.
So the governor selected 12 of the most upstanding convicts he could find.
Look at that.
And created a civilian law enforcement department that they called the Night Watch. It was the Night Watch.
For those that don't know, that's a Game of Thrones reference. I like it.
Yeah.
There's no wall, though, right? I don't think there's a wall.
I don't think there's a wall.
All right, I like that. Even more, I like the Eagles in the Super Bowl. And, guys, let's get into it. And sort of the journey here and how you feel and the accomplishment. Look, a lot's going through my mind, John. How I feel is full of pride, unique pride. You know, there are times where we feel really down about our teams, and there's a lot of times we just feel kind of, you know, average-ish about our teams. But there are select moments in the history.
You're accustomed to that feeling.
What, I'm average-ish?
I'm just being clear. Like, that's your norm.
Yeah, that's true.
No. Look, this
is amazing, man.
Be above and beyond.
Yeah, it is.
And I think we agree on this team, Joe. You and we feel the same way. That this team is, I'm not going to say a certainty, that this, I feel really great about where this team is headed.
Yeah, I think the Eagles are going to win. I do. I think they're going to win.
I believe we will be world champions again. And I hate to put the cart before the horse, so I do have a problem with that.
But it's kind of like how I felt about the San Francisco game, honestly, John.
I
feel abundant confidence.
Me too.
I mean,
I'm sitting here. What is wrong with
me? I do.
Me?
And a lot of
the same
it's
plane.
Yeah, and a lot of it's because of what we've seen this year. I mean, I'll say this. I think this is. Now, if anyone disagrees with me, you can call. If you agree with me, you can call. I think this is the best Philadelphia sports team I've seen.
Ever?
Yeah, that I've seen. Now, let me clarify. I think it's the best Philly sports team since the 83 Sixers, and I was 5 years old, and so I don't lay claim to having seen the ins and outs of every night of Sixers basketball back then, because I didn't. I was five, and to the extent that I did see games, I was obviously too young to fully comprehend. I mean, I was a prodigy, but you know, not to that level. I can't tell you what happened in November of 82 in Game 6. Well, I probably could. But no, my point is, and that has always been what I believe to be, in my lifetime, the best team in Philadelphia sports, but I was too young to fully grasp it. Here's what I know. From the age of six on, I was all in all ways in Philly sports. I can tell you about all these teams, all four. I can tell you a ton about them all. Mm-hmm. And I have seen thousands of Philadelphia sports games. I've seen thousands of Philadelphia athletes. And I've seen some really great teams. This is the best team I've seen in Philadelphia sports. The best.
Actually,
I put them, John, I think they are.
I don't think that's far-fetched.
I think there's no doubt in my mind they're better than the 08 Phils. I feel really strong that they're better than the 2017 Eagles. They're better than any Flyers team I've seen. They're better than the 04 Eagles. They're better than the 87 Flyers. I mean, like, they're better than the 2011 Phils, which was the best regular season Phillies team I've seen. So, look, guys, I was too young. I was too young for the 67 Sixers. You know, the Flyers of Bernie and Bobby Clark, I was too young. I know they were great teams. What I have seen with my own eyes in a way that I could comprehend, call it the last 39 years, best team. And I don't even have a doubt about it, John.
I have no doubt either, Joe. The 1980 Eagles team made me – I was 6 years old, made me more interested in football. I don't think I was old enough yet to really appreciate how good they were. But I have felt like our 2004 team was special. I had a real pride in the way that worked. Of course, I was injured. But I do think we set a new standard. Yeah. And then that standard was surpassed in 17 because they won it all, and that was glorious. Yep. This team, I mean, if you matched them up, this team, there's nothing like it. There's an air of mystery about this team that, you know, Nick does a good job of keeping everything under wraps, but they've got confusion on their side to some degree offensively, and I've never seen a defense do what they did this year. The sack production was incredible. When you go down the line and you compare like position by position, this team outduels every team in the NFL. And then when I turn it back on that 17 team, where is that 17 team better than this?
Yeah, I think this team would beat that squad, John. Whether it's with Carson or whether it's Foles, I just feel this team. I mean, here's the thing about squad. And I say that as no disrespect to 17 or 04.
The running backs were better in 17.
The running back group was better in 17. I agree with that.
And maybe the safeties.
Oh, no, definitely
the
safeties.
You got Rodney and Malcolm back there. Definitely. I have more faith in them.
Yes.
But I think those are the only position groups where they've got the edge. The 17 team has the edge on this team.
Special teams a little better probably in 17. The punter was better than either of these two punters Eagles have had this year.
Better than both combined. You could have both, the best of both, put together and done it.
Exactly. I mean, the thing about this team is, other than something like the punter, which we are frustrated about, but it's not that big a deal.
It can be.
No, it could be, but I don't think in the end it'll bite them.
It needs to be addressed.
It does need to be addressed. I agree
we
with
got
John.
Two,
well, Let's no, get mad about
two,
that.
No, I agree. But
I
that's where we're
like, let's not focus on that.
Here's what I'll say. The big topics, and by the way, it's not like 17 lack this, but the big topics you think in terms of. This team checks every box. What do I mean? Talent. Balance, meaning offensive balance, pass and run, team balance, offense and defense. Wow. They check balance in spades. They check schematic advantage. They have something going on
that
offense.
That 17 team had schematic advantage.
I agree with you. That team had schematic advantage. This team does. This team is well coordinated on defense. A lot of people around here didn't know it. They are.
You like Gannon better than Jim Schwartz?
I don't know. I think they might be. They might be about the same.
I think they're both really good.
No, I think they're both.
No one wants to hear that.
I totally agree. This team has culture. That team had culture. This team has leadership. That team had leadership. Both teams had focus. Both teams had focus.
Much.
You know, both.
The leadership is interesting, though.
Well, that year, I mean, word is Malcolm was the guy. And by the way, we're going to have Ryan McLeod in studio tomorrow with us for close to 2 hours. And obviously, we'll get in a lot of this kind of stuff with him. You know, this is just one of those things I am struck. James, as we get ready for the Super Bowl, I am struck by the greatness of what has been in front of us the last 4 months that we get one more chance to see.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
One more chance.
And they always say it, the players always say it, like, no matter what, and we know we're going to lose guys, but no matter what, this group will never be together.
Yeah.
Like this exact group. And the fact that we're seeing 22 of the 22 day one starters are going to start in the Super Bowl.
Right.
The fact that this team is as deep and as healthy and as talented as they are. We have the freaking, what we all believe should have been the MVP of the league there.
Right.
Like, it is astounding that, like, when it was 2017, we went into the Super Bowl with confidence, but it was because of the underdog thing. It was like a Philly thing, us against the world. Like, we're going into this Super Bowl with confidence because we've just had the best team in football without a doubt all year long, and it hasn't been close.
Well, and I'll say this, and then right to the phone, I'll say this. I also believe this is absolutely the best NFL team since at least the 2013 Seahawks.
Wow.
and maybe before that. And what I mean
that's
by
that
is
a big statement.
Yeah, like this isn't just a great Philly team. This is a great NFL team. This is a great, great NFL team.
Did you guys see the Ruben Frank stat that was going around yesterday? Oh, this is phenomenal because there's been a whole lot. Oh, they haven't beaten anybody and all that type of stuff.
Yep.
This was a great one. Went around yesterday. Here we go. From Ruben Frank. Listen to this. Against the Eagles had an easy schedule, people. Best records in NFL history versus winning teams. The 1969 Vikings went 9-1. The 2007 Patriots went 9-1. The 2022 Eagles went 9-1. They are tied for the best record in the history of the NFL against winning teams.
Yeah, I mean, that's now I will say on the flip
competition, all
I
that
mean,
stuff.
I mean, a team like the Giants wasn't really legit.
But still, like, all you can take it for is what it is.
I understand.
And that's an impressive number.
I get it.
You know what we didn't have in 2017 was a bunch of guys who had won a Super Bowl before. We had Malcolm.
No, it was a small list, whatever it was.
Now we've got guys who were on this team winning Super Bowls in Jason Kelce, Lane Johnson, Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, guys who have been there and done that. When you talk about leadership from that perspective, you've got guys who've been there and done it and succeeded.
Yeah,
and
I mean
that helps immeasurably.
It's a remarkable football team. Look, we want to hear from everyone, 215-592-9494. I mean, certainly day two react in the NFC Championship game. You want to look back, talk about that, the emotion, the feeling, if you were there, watch on TV, listen on here on WIP. That's all on the table. So, too, is looking ahead of the Super Bowl. But let's also just sort of take a moment and recognize the greatness of this squad and get into that because – listen, I said it a few weeks ago. I'll say it again. We may not see a collection of talent like this. We might not, again, in our lifetime as Eagles fans. They are going to lose players because of the Hurts contract. I was actually on a Chicago radio station last night. Imagine that, of Chicago of all places. And the first question they asked me was, what is the biggest advantage the Eagles have against the Chiefs? And I was thinking, I'm rifling, and after I quickly rifled, I said, the biggest advantage they have is Patrick Mahomes' contract. That the quarterbacks are equal-ish. Personally, I would take a healthy Mahomes. By the way, he's not healthy, but I do think Mahomes is better than Hurts. But here's what I know. They're close. One guy makes about $50 million. One guy makes about $1 million.
Yep.
That's how you get Bradbury.
Yep.
That's how you get Hassan Reddick. That's how you get A.J. Brown. Now, while those guys, well, some of the, A.J. Brown will be on the team next year, so will Reddick. Bradbury probably won't. Miles Sanders probably won't. You're going to lose some dudes. You know, Hargrave probably won't, or at least some combination of them you're going to lose. One more shot. I believe it's the best team I have seen. I think for many of us, it's the best team we've seen in Philly sports. Let's get into it. 215-592-9494. Obviously, 67 Sixers, 83 Sixers. You got the 80 Phils. You got the Flyers of the 70s. You got some great teams. But you're also going back in the 40, 50 years. So depending on how old you are, I bet for many people, there are many that would agree, best team they've seen. Let's go to the phones. Paul in Downingtown kicks us off. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Paul.
Great topic. And, Joe, I'll just come out and say it. I think this Philadelphia Eagles team might be the most talented NFL team in the salary cap era. If you go position by position and rank them out of talent. I mean, they are unbelievably deep and unbelievably talented, which makes the short-sightedness at second punter something of a kind of like obvious wart. I mean, how he's done such a phenomenal job. I don't understand why he's left this weakness here. I mean, it's kind of like in Star Wars when they built the Death Star, there's this awesome technological accomplishment the size of a moon, but there's this little hole that you can shoot a laser to and it blows the whole thing
why'd
up.
Why'd you make that?
I know, it's so
funny. Like, it's exactly how this roster construction reminds me of. Like, we've got this awesome roster with all this talent, and then we've got this weak link, this guy that can't kick the ball 40 yards. You know, and I think maybe a possible solution, maybe Jeff Lurie can go to, like, the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and we can let some kid see if he wants to be the punter in the Super Bowl, because, like, at least our hearts will feel good, because this guy brings nothing. I mean, this partner that we have brings nothing. I don't know who he's related to or what kind of info he's got, but I can't believe that this guy isn't a contest winner from WIP.
Well, listen, Paul,
got to be punter for a day.
Look,
unbelievable.
Hold on. It has been astounding that this guy's gone on now for, it's probably been about 5 weeks. He's so bad, and they just keep trotting him out there. And Paul, appreciate the call. I mean,
there has to be someone better. Like, right?
That's my thought.
Yes. There has to be.
Yeah,
there absolutely has to be.
Yes.
I mean, someone out there.
Donnie Jones. He's like 41 or 44, yeah. 43. Like, you're telling me Donnie Jones can't get out there and be
Sean
better?
Landetta.
I believe he
Landetta.
Can.
Bring yeah. him back.
How about a college kid that just graduated? He's 22 years old, and he actually has a young leg.
Sure.
I mean, someone out there can punt better than this guy. Ken in Cinnaminson. Ken, what's going on, man?
Good morning, my friends. How are we today?
Great, Ken.
Only in Philadelphia would we be headed to the Super Bowl worried about how the punter might cost us the game.
Well, but, Ken, but it goes to show we have so little to worry about.
Exactly. Exactly. I'll tell you, talking about best teams in our lifetimes, and as you guys know, my lifetime spans a little further than yours. This is by far the most complete team in my lifetime. And what to me is...
Hold on. How old are you?
I am 58 years old.
Okay. So you saw the Flyers, you saw the Phillies in 80, and you saw the 83 Sixers. Okay.
I was at Game 6 in 1980. Right behind the Phillies dugout
yep.
when Pete Rose made Bob Boone bobble the ball because he had no reason being over there.
that's a good take. I haven't heard that.
Oh, no. Listen, that's – yes.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
I think
Bob,
4 years and
Bob Boone thought that.
Bob Boone finally admitted it.
Yeah.
Yes, Bob
yeah.
Boone finally. But what's really remarkable is that in a five-year span, they built the best team in football again – with a completely new staff.
Well, and when they win, Ken, they're going to be the first team to win that soon with a different coach and a different quarterback.
Right.
There have been others that have won with a different coach. There have been others that won with a different quarterback, but never the – actually, hold on. No, I take that back. 77 Raiders, 80 Raiders, different coach, different quarterback.
Oh, yeah, because it was Madden to Flores.
Yeah, Madden to Flores.
And Stabler
to Plunkett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that?
So I guess what I heard is in the salary cap.
It's a salary cap. That was going around was about the salary.
Got it. I'm sorry, Ken. Go ahead.
Well, you asked the question of, you know, what was the first thing you thought of? And it's funny. Maybe I spent a little bit too much time listening to WIP, if that's possible. The first thing I thought of when the Eagles won Sunday night, I was reminded of John Ritchie ranting and raving right around this time 2 years ago when they hired Nick Sirianni,
yeah.
somebody nobody ever heard of, instead of Josh McDaniel or Eric Bieniemy. Eric Bieniemy's not a head coach in the NFL yet, and Josh McDaniel is Josh McDaniel.
Yeah.
And that was the first thing that came into my head.
You know, Ken, that's fascinating. Great call. John, I mean, there's been so much in the last 24 months, and to a certain extent 36 months and 48 months when you go back to when you started seeing, you know, some cracks with the Eagles. What are your thoughts, John? Because that guy thought of you.
Yeah.
On that, I mean, think about what like they kept Howie. Most people didn't want him kept.
Right.
They fired Doug. About half of people didn't want him fired.
Mm-hmm.
They traded Carson.
They drafted Jalen. Even before that. I mean, come on.
And probably 90%
the most hated pick. I mean, I hated it. I admit it. I've since admitted I was wrong.
I mean, they made so. I mean, they defined as Lurie and Howie. Made four or five critical decisions, most of which went against the grain of what the public wanted. It's incredible.
And they were right.
They were right.
Repeatedly.
Definitively.
Repeatedly. Nailed it. And, you know, that's, I guess, to Howie's credit, to this organization's credit, to Jeffrey Lurie's credit. He had a vision.
Yeah.
He had a belief. And he knew that he was right, despite the public backlash.
Yeah. And it's not to say they've been right on every – because no one's going to swing, you know,
a bad – shouldn't have paid Carson. We know that. That was a mistake in that contract. Like, we can look at things in the past that they've done wrong.
Look, the Rager-Jefferson thing still stinks.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bummer. And it'll be a bummer for the next 10 to 15 years because Justin Jefferson might go down as – he might go down as the second best wide receiver of all time when it's all said and done. I mean, he's going to be standing on the steps of Canton, Ohio, in about 18 years, and his stats could eclipse Jerry Rice.
Maybe him and Jalen get their gold jackets together. Wouldn't that be something?
Well, which Jalen? Are we talking Rager or Hurts?
I was talking Hurts, my friend. Yeah,
but John, I'm struck that caller.
That's the same draft, by the way.
I know. John, that caller thought of you.
Yeah.
Halfrey. Talk to me about Halfrey. You were very critical of Halfrey.
I was apoplectic.
You sung that tune for about 2 years. What are your thoughts?
About the what felt like the overbearing nature of the front office, that they were too set in their ways and that they were making mistakes. I mean, clearly, they were not making mistakes. And I now appreciate the fact that they were so set in their ways And they've just been, just like our offense was on the front end of things in 17 and now in 2022, 2023, this front office has been on the front end of things. I mean, they were the first to bring the, like, deeper, like, numerical analysis to football. They've prided themselves on sort of being, I don't know, smarter, like less meat-heady front office. We're gonna take the numbers and examine them and apply them. And there were times I felt like that was wrong. The way they run camp, I thought that was wrong.
Yeah, you really thought
over
that
the top.
One was wrong.
I was absolutely certain that this would fail, and at every turn, they've proven me wrong and themselves, like, superior.
And I'll
say
this.
This is an unbelievable organization.
Here's another one I was wrong about, at least to this point, for sure. I was, before the A.J. Brown trade, I was pretty outspoken about, I don't want a $100 million wide receiver.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I was very, put your money elsewhere, you know. Like, and I also was, and again, prior to the trade of A.J. Brown, then when I saw it was A.J. Brown, I'm like, oh, Guess I'm okay with it. But I was against,
no,
if you remember.
About A.J.
Well,
being
productive. I thought he'd be very good. I didn't think his stats would be all that. And part of that was my lack of belief in Hurts. But I also thought, you know what, just hold on to that first-round draft pick. You know, just get a young kid who's 22 years old. You can have him for the next 10 to 12 years. And, you know, you get him on a cheap deal on his rookie contract. Now, it turns out they traded for, I think A.J. Brown's only 24, I think. So they ended up getting a really young guy who they hopefully can have for about 8 years. But conceptually, I was against going all in on a big wide receiver. I was like, no, put your money elsewhere. Well, they put money there, and they're about to win a Super Bowl. James, I know you got something in there. What do you got?
Yeah, good news. Amazing. The Eagles played two playoff games and really only one guy, like, leaving the game. We were worried about Landon Dickerson. Update from Jeff McClain. Eagles left guard Landon Dickerson suffered a hyperextension of his right elbow, but an MRI Monday came back negative, and he's expected to play in the Super Bowl.
Good.
NFL sources said he will likely wear a brace on his elbow during practice and in the game.
Call it the All-22. They're going to have all 22 dudes out there Super Bowl Sunday. They're the normal starters.
Has
when
that
healthy.
Happened before?
Boy, that's a...
I just said last week, I don't
imagine.
Think it could happen in a championship game, like a conference championship game, much less a Super
it's
Bowl.
Wild.
It's wild. It's a war of attrition
it
every
is.
Year. Like, what are the odds?
And again, that's part of why I enjoy it now while you have it. Not just the talent, but the luck, because they have had some luck this year. Let's talk to Matt right now. Matt, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Good morning. You are, all three of you, doing such a great job of describing such a strange feeling as an Eagles fan. I mean, the roller coaster we go on with the Phillies or the 2017 Eagles, this isn't false bravado. It's all in fact. And I had this weird feeling sitting down for the Niners game, like John, where I'm like, why aren't I nervous? Why don't I feel like I need to throw up like I always do before every Eagles-Phillies championship game? And it's because we're that good. And there was a play in the Giants game that convinced me we were going to win Super Bowl. I flew in for the game. It was exciting, great. My son flew up from college, such a great thing to share. We're watching the game, going crazy. Eagles win. Never worried about them losing. Go back to the hotel room, sit on the bed, throw on the highlights. And you were talking about this before, about how you don't quite see everything in the game. So they're showing the highlights, and I see Hassan Reddick get his arms around Daniel Jones, and Jones gets away. And then in a blink, suddenly you're seeing Jones falling again and throwing the ball away, and they're like, is it grounding? And it's Hassan Reddick. And I'm like, wait a minute. Mm. And they show the play again. Reddick gets in there, gets Jones, falls down, springs back up, chases Jones down, and sacks him. And I'm like, my God, this team does not give up. This is totally emblematic of the way they're not going to lose. Yeah. And I just thought, besides Jalen's cool – and everything like that, that there's something in this team that just says, we're not going to lose. And it's such a weird feeling to sit down on a Sunday. I agree with something you just said a little bit ago, Joe, that it's like, this does feel like we've never been that, and I don't mean a dynasty, that Patriots team going into the Super Bowl, that Seahawks team. People should fear us. People should be like, oh my God, how are we going to beat the Eagles?
I would guess, and Matt, great call, and we could look it up, but I would guess in the last 30 years when Philly sports teams have made the title round. And by the way, they've made it maybe a little bit more than you'd think. From after 83 until 17, Philadelphia sports teams were 1-9 in the finals. So they'd made it 10 times. I would bet you almost every time, not every time, but almost every time they were underdogs. Flyers were certainly underdogs to Gretzky, 85 and 87. Flyers, I do believe, were a favorite against the Red Wings in 97, but got smoked. But I actually felt pretty good about that series going in. I didn't know the Red Wings were like, you know, second best team of all time. Phillies and Rays, James, help me on that one.
That was pretty close because people were talking excited about the Rays. I think the Phillies were favorites, but that was a close one. The Phils, Joe Maddon thing, all that.
Phils were an underdog to the Yankees. They were an underdog to the Astros a couple months ago. Eagles were an underdog to the Patriots in 04. Eagles were an underdog to the Patriots in 17. I mean, you got some heavy history there. You get there, but you're not supposed to win, at least nationally, perspective-wise. This one, Eagles are going to win Super Bowl. I mean, I believe that. Joe to camera, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. Mike Quick at 11 o'clock. Phone calls throughout the show. At a great time to be a Philly sports fan on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.